I have never heard that at all. Checkpoint inhibitors, allergy, nothing. I don't ever remember hearing anything about that. So, what's the data? I don't even remember seeing it in trials being reported.
That's possible that it's not being reported.
But you think it happens?
You know, it's very difficult to prove that it really happens because obviously you also expose the patients more to contrast. So it could be just, you know, something that just happens to the patients, and you will really need large numbers to prove this.
So, for example, I never really thought about this, but if you have somebody with, say, an allergic-based pulmonary asthma, do you see that get worse with checkpoint inhibitors?
I haven't personally seen this, but you know, you can see the wildest things with these checkpoint inhibitors. I'm treating a patient with type 1 and type 2 diabetes at the same time.
Wow, both newly developed.
Well, he had a type 2 and then he developed a type 1 on top of it.
I don't know, again, if I don't, were you at Hopkins when Julie Brammer was there? Because, her famous saying is, if it ends with itis, checkpoint inhibitors can do
Yes,
it.
absolutely. You can see everything, yes.